Buckle up, people. Buckle up. The English wonder himself had a big birthday this week, and he is ears deep in D Magazine right now. The bastion of authoritative real estate media.
It's like a good TV show. Like when you just, something hooks you.
I mean,
you just can't.
There's nothing more enthralling than this article he is currently reading, and we will talk about it soon, folks. You know who will be really excited to unmute and join? Full Price Courtney, producer right. Courtney.
Never seen anybody more excited.
You are listening to DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. Check out the podcast if you haven't, anywhere you get podcasts. Also on the YouTubes, every single one of them. Google Todd Tremonti if we can help you with anything at all. If you want to call right now or text right now, 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008. We would be glad to answer your question or help you achieve your real estate goals and dreams or avoid the real estate nightmare that you would like to avoid. Also, if you don't want to call or text 214-310-0008, you can just go to toddtremontiteam.com anytime, day or night. See all of our the pros that we talk to, see blog articles, search every home, find out what your house is worth, track your equity, search every home by every company, all of that. Really, really, really rapidly updated every 15 minutes is at toddtremontiteam.com.
If you don't care about any of that, but you do care about getting a summer fun guide,
oh man, you should also text us. You should care about that.
214-310-0008, and you can get on the wait list.
You know where else you can get on the wait list? If you go to toddtremontiteam.com, there's a fancy banner right across the top of that their website, and all you got to do is click that button, and you can get on the waiting list for the Summer Fun Guide. Summer Fun Guide is legit, and I'm being very serious about that. Last year was our first ever. It was a massive hit. We ran out of them. We started sending people digital copies. You can go sign up for a free digital copy of the 2024 Summer Fun Guide with tips and tricks on how to really enjoy summer, find some off-the-beaten-path places to eat, beat the heat, explore things that have been right under your nose here in DFW, probably for years, that you didn't really know about. And there's a pretty cool spread in there called Staycation that one birthday boy himself, the Yanni Donny, the English Wonder, Ian Daniels. I think you got a little bit of help from the wife on that one, no? Is that all you?
All me.
All Ian.
I'm not giving credit where credit isn't due.
Yeah, why would you share any of that credit? Hey, you're going to want the Summer Fun Guide this year.
Overall,
you're going to want the Summer Fun Guide. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Look for that banner up top and get on the wait list. As soon as that bad boy is ready, we'll get you a copy.
This first segment, as always, is going to be brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his team over at Cardinal Financial. If you're thinking about getting a mortgage, if you need to get a mortgage, need to maybe refinance, or maybe you're thinking about getting a second property or a third property, reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application right there on his website. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804. And if you forget any of that or any of the other vendors and partners that we talk about, just go over to toddtremontiteam.com and click on the radio tab, and you will find everybody right there.
And if all else fails, call or text 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008 or
toddtremontiteam.com.
All right, we are firmly in the spring market.
Not wrong.
How do you feel like we're looking as summer begins to approach? Is that as crazy as that is? I'm going to say something right now, and this might kind of make everything kind of stop in the room. Kids get out of school next month.
How about that timing on the drop there, Courtney? All right, here's the thing. It's fun.
Well, that one wasn't great.
I'm sorry. Listen, I was wrong. You're right. I apologize publicly. Here's the thing. When you say we are firmly in the spring market, it is also true that we are entering the summer market. And I know for many of our listeners that have been around for a while, they know what we mean by that. But if you happen to be tuning in for the first time or catching the podcast, real estate is a lagging indicator business. So activity that happens in April really sort of comes to fruition in May and June. So May and June, by the way, are, you know, depending on how you think of it from a school perspective or an actual seasonal perspective, one of those two is going to be the beginning of summer, regardless of your definition. So summer really begins from an activity perspective in April, meaning people start looking for houses in April that they're going to move into in June more often than not, sometimes May, sometimes July or later. But the summer market, meaning people who want to make a move in the summertime, for the people that are on the ball and preparing appropriately and really protecting themselves and their finances and their families, those conversations have already started or are starting right now and certainly should not wait much longer at all. So for that reason, we are definitely firmly in the spring market, like Ian said, but also creeping into the summer market. And for a lot of people, if you're wanting to do something multifaceted to sell and to buy, maybe a little remodel or improvement of some kind, you're possibly starting to get towards almost late for fulfilling a complex summer real estate transaction.
So what are some of the things then that people need to be doing to get ready if they're thinking about selling in the summer? What are some of the things they need to do right now at the beginning of April so that when June, July comes around, they can go?
Yeah, two things to think about. Number one is make sure you have your advocates and your leadership and your guidance all squared away. So that would be your real estate agent, your lender, maybe title company, inspector, appraiser, contractor, whatever. I would certainly start with the real estate agent. And this is not me just saying, you know, go hire me, go hire a real estate agent. Genuinely, legitimately, that's the first place you would go. And you would make sure you have someone that can lead and guide and advocate for you. But you would also make sure that now's the right time for you to move forward. And you're looking for a full-time trusted real estate expert, ideally a team. If you can't find that or you don't already have someone that you're in love with, hey, reach out to the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, 214-310-0008 or online at
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
So that's step one. Now, if we're talking about like technical task-oriented things, if you plan on selling your house anytime the remainder of 2024, believe it or not, one of the most cost-effective investments in the selling process right now would be getting your landscaping dialed in. So the grass looks good. You got some color outside. You don't have to go over the top. But the second someone pulls up to walk into your house and see it, you want them, their very first impression to be positive. So trim those trees up. Make sure the grass is thick and green and the landscaping is dialed in. Again, it doesn't have to be over the top. It just has to look really clean and sharp. Whether it's conscious or subconscious, you want that very first impression to be, wow, this is even nicer than I thought. Then on the inside, there's some very simple things we can do. Obviously, keeping things very, very clean. Floors, trim, baseboards, doors, windows, countertops, all those things. First things first, we want to alleviate any negatives. If you have a dead tree outside, get it removed. If you have a damaged flooring or walls, we eliminate the negatives before we add the positives. And that's just one of many, many, many steps that our full-time marketing specialists would take potential sellers through. Other things that I would recommend for all homeowners, whether you're preparing to sell or not, now is a great time to have your heating and air conditioning checked out. Air conditioning more than heating. We are not yet in the season where we put the greatest demands on our air conditioning systems, but you don't want to be prepping to get on the market and find out in July that you have a, you know, $100 air conditioning problem that your buyer now wants $1,000 for. So those kinds of things. I could keep going, but those are some of the initial ones.
My hot take is like to do these things anyway, because don't you know that when you do this stuff and you go to sell your house, you're like, why do they get to enjoy it like this? I've always wanted to enjoy it like this.
Like almost every time you're like, man, why didn't we do this last year? And then honestly, our home preparation and staging process, you know, I'm going to stop the false humility. It's very good. Ian, how often do our sellers say, man, maybe we're just going to stay? Usually it's kind of jokingly, but they're like, man, our house hasn't looked this good and felt this good.
Exactly.
In years. How often do you think?
I mean, somebody every month.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would say half or more of the time, right? Sellers, and like I said, a lot of times they're joking, but they're like, man, maybe we should stay because they did get the air conditioning dialed in and it's feeling better in the house and the windows
are clean. The baseboards look amazing.
The baseboards are clean. Yeah. And you know, we're talking about tens or hundreds of dollars here and there, not tens of thousands. You know, replace all the filters, replace all the light bulbs, these things that are not that big of a deal, but you're like, man, it really does look and feel better. And guests are noticing, you know. So, yes, Courtney's right. Even if you're not selling, this is a time of year to do a lot of those things.
Oh, am I also something I noticed the other day is like, I want somebody to come walk in and poke around my house because I found someone doing that the other day and I was like, oh, I'm feeling embarrassed. Maybe I'm getting a little too nestled in on my filth.
Jeremy Payne, John Kanica.
Okay, good.
The two guys
I'm gonna make an appointment.
The two guys on our team that help home sellers sell their homes over the average price and under the average time, and we'll guarantee it as long as they follow our process.
Making an appointment.
But that's what they do all day. They'll come through and be like, hey, if I was going to sell it, I would do this and that. I wouldn't worry about that. I would do this and I would do that.
And that's over the average price and under the average time.
Yeah, we got that wrong last week. More money, less time.
We didn't get it wrong last week.
He's not wrong.
To be clear. Not we.
Courtney, guys, I'm just here
in the next segment
excited.
Of Courtney Learns Real Estate.
Oh, that's next. That's the second half of the show. We can look forward to that.
Dang it.
Coming up soon, Courtney Learns Real Estate.
Hey, let me tell you about...
He hasn't slept in 3 weeks. He just told me. Words are hard.
Let me tell you about DP Lambert and his team over at Goosehead Insurance. I reached out to DP recently when my auto insurance was going to go through the roof, and as always, he took care of me. He took care of things. His team did. They acted swiftly, and they actually got me the insurance that I needed and wanted for less than what I was paying for before. So he saved me literally.
So not just less than the new high quote.
Correct.
But less than you were already paying before.
Less than I was paying.
So your total annual went down.
Yep.
When it was, if you had just let it renew,
yep,
it would have gone way up.
Yep. DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert at goosehead.com, 214-614-8595. Go to toddtremontiteam.com, click on that radio tab, and that is where you will also find not only DP's info, but all of our recommended pros and vendors.
Including another one of our vendors that I've got to brag on, goodgaragefloors.com. Okay, so they've done my garage floor, and while they were out there, took a look around and suggested some things to solve a problem I had and add an incredible positive. So we've got like a sport court basketball, just a big rectangle of concrete slab in the back. But over the years, with all the droughts we've had, it was cracking really bad. So I said, hey, you know, what could you do about all these cracks? Long story short, they sealed the cracks, they ground it down, and they have now stained pickleball court boundaries. We just got an Amazon pickleball net. There's going to be a video on the YouTube channel about this soon. But goodgaragefloors.com did such an incredible job. We had a big Easter party. We had everybody over for Easter hunt, and everybody was like, man, that looks awesome. It was reasonable. Chris over there is like a mad scientist of chemical compounds and treatments and what it does to the concrete. And instead of it being painted, which would require a lot of future maintenance, it's a true stain. It looks really good. It's fun. We're playing more pickleball. It looks cleaner, and I'm protected from water getting in those cracks and freezing and cracking it worse and it being less level and all those things. So the goodgaragefloors.com, tell them Todd Tremonti sent you, did an incredible job on the garage and now also outdoor concrete areas for us specifically, kind of basketball, pickleball, multi-use concrete sport court. And now I've got them looking at like the mastic around my pool decking and some of these other surfaces. We may do some of that later, but goodgaragefloors.com.
Does it look very different than what they did in your garage?
Totally different. Totally. Yeah, so the garage is like that multicolored, you would call it epoxy, but it's not epoxy. It's like a super advanced space age, whatever. Again, Chris is like the chemical guru guy, but it's very durable. The builder of our house saw it and was like, oh, that looks really nice. So his point was like, you see a lot of people do this themselves. You see the cheaper versions that peels and looks, he's like this. You can tell, he could tell, and I didn't say anything, the second he saw it. And so I've already had friends come over, see it, and have goodgaragefloors.com come over to their house and do their garages, and they're loving it. So I was just thrilled that, yes, obviously they do garages, but they also do concrete services, stone, and other things. And so the sport court is, you know, the pickleball court is very new. We are absolutely loving it. Goodgaragefloors.com.
So we were talking a little earlier about spring market, heading into the summer market. I've got some summer market stats for you. Are you ready?
I'm not, but let's see what happens.
So I did two different things. I looked at a combination of Dallas and Collin counties, broke that down, and then I looked across the entire MLS just as a whole. And I ran numbers from June 1st to August 31st. That's what I considered to be kind of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So across those 3 months, June, July, and August, last year, in Dallas and Collin counties, single family homes, 4+ bedrooms, we had 4,886 sold. We had a total for the year of 23,745. So about 21% of the homes sold last year in those 3 months. That's about 21 of the percent total year. Yeah.
Okay, so let me try to say that. This is four bedroom or bigger.
Yes.
And of the annual sales, 21% of them happen in June, July, and August.
Yes.
Now, let's pause.
That's low.
Pause for a second, because the assumption would be, well, summertime is when all the houses sell.
Right.
And it's actually less than a proportionate 25% per quarter.
Yes.
Now, this is four plus bedrooms, so that's kind of a family home statistic. Not that there aren't three bedrooms or two bedrooms.
Sure.
Families, but go ahead.
Now, I did 21 and 22 as well with the exact same criteria in those counties, and it was right around 30% of homes. Then I went just across the entire MLS. I took out bedrooms. I took out all that stuff.
Just everything.
I did single family, condos, and townhomes. Okay. But across all of the MLS. Mm-hmm. And it still came to about 30% of homes sell in those 3 months. It was like 29.6.
Yeah.
The other couple of things on there, the days on market are over those 3 years, 21, 22, 23. The lowest days on market are May and July, May through July, mm-hmm. through the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the highest sales price are May and June.
Yep. So this is very helpful data if you're paying attention. Over the last several years, about a third, just under a third of total annual home sales happens in June, July, and August.
Yep.
This last year, that number went down.
Yes.
And the sales were a little bit less traditionally seasonal. They sold at different times of the year than we would normally predict. And a lot of that had to do with rate movement in the media. And well, not blame it on the media, meaning what's happening in the world, motivating people to do things at certain times. So if you throw out that anomaly, historically speaking, 30-ish percent of homes sell in the summer, but all summer months are not created equal. Ian points out that if you're doing the stats on June, July, and August, you're missing one of the best months of the year, which is May. Mm-hmm. May and June, and if I was being really deliberate with you, I would say early July. So May, June, and early July are when homes sell the fastest and for the most money. Now, these are averages.
Yep.
I can tell you that our team sells homes way over the average price and way under the average time all year long. And I'm not saying we're the most brilliant people, although we have some incredible team members. It's because we adjust the strategy to different situations and scenarios and different people. But if you just throw all the market data together, what Ian is giving you is a great tip. If you're thinking about selling this year, it's currently April. You need to get rolling right now if you want to take advantage of the statistical advantage that exists in May and June.
Yeah, and somebody might say, well, how much is the difference? And to be honest, like, it doesn't have to be tens of thousands of dollars. Like, you want to make what's the take best financial decision for you, and that is those months.
Well, and you want to take advantage of every opportunity that you can. Yeah. But you also hear us say, fall's a great time to buy and sell. There is a strategy for every market. Now, if you have the tailwinds of momentum and critical mass, the stereotypes of the market, and you can add creative strategy on top of that, then you might have, you know, the best opportunity of the year. But if all else is similar, you've got a great opportunity, statistical advantage in May and June if you're thinking about selling a home. We said in January that we felt if you were going to sell this year, you would be best served to do that before the end of July. And now you're seeing why that's true most years. This year, we felt uniquely that because of all the things happening in the world and politically speaking and interest rate speaking, that would be true. I stand by that, by the way, and still think you're going to want to get that done before back to school, which in our market starts to gear up early August. So there you have it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about interest rates. I think people are kind of, I don't know, a little bit deflated right now because
annoyed.
They feel as though the expectation was that we would already have seen some sort of interest rate cut, and it hasn't happened. So what are we seeing, hearing, thinking? There's talks of June maybe being the first one. Do we think that's going to happen?
Yeah, we think that. That doesn't mean we know that. And by the way, I'll just say it again because we have to say it every time. When the Federal Reserve lowers rates, that is not the mortgage rate. That is the, you know, bank rate, the between banks. It normally, almost always, is somewhat directly, you know, in line with mortgage rates. When the Fed rate comes down, mortgage rates usually come down. Does not always happen. Sometimes that's built in. Sometimes markets are atypical. But we think that when the Fed meets in June, they're likely to make a small rate reduction that would pretty immediately lend to a small to mid-sized mortgage rate reduction. So we think we could see quarter point, half point, maybe a little bit more drop in mortgage rates sometime in June, and then potentially see one or two more drops between now and the end of the year. That's all speculative. There's no certainty around that, but there are a lot of people, certainly since March, beginning to say, I'm not waiting around. And the market activity is picking back up. So you might want to take advantage of that. And then if rates do come down later, maybe you refinance or you take advantage of that in a different way. But rates have been where they've been long enough that we are seeing more and more people say, I'm not letting my timeline be dictated by that. I'm going to go ahead and do it. And hopefully I'll benefit more from that later. You may time it perfectly and get best of both worlds. If you're fully ready, you've met with us, you've talked with us, you've got a game plan ready, and you're ready to move.
If you have not checked on your home valuation recently, you really should do. You need to go to TouchMoneyTeam.com and you need to click that home valuation tab. And in less than a minute, you'll be able to find out not only what your home would sell for, but it's going to give you a bunch of information on how to get a cash offer, you know, different things that we can do for you. It's going to talk to you about what your equity is. It's going to give you just a plethora of information. And so you can do that in less than a minute. It'll give you kind of what your home might rent for if you're thinking about renting it out. Do that. And one of our team, if you want something that's more customized, we'll reach out to you. We'll have a conversation with you and we can go from there. So TouchMoneyTeam.com and click on the home valuation tab.
All right, Courtney, you're going to do that during the break. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll see how it went. TouchYourMoneyTeam.com, click the home valuation tab, and let's see what you get and how long it takes. It's going to be great. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home this summer or by the end of summer, this is your wake-up call that the summer market is beginning. You want to have that conversation now. Give yourselves 30 days or so to get the home on the market or find the one you love, and then give yourselves 30 to 60 days to comfortably negotiate repair, amendment, inspections, closings, financing time periods, and do all that so that you are not in a huge rush before back to school or back to work or whatever the case may be. I know it sounds early. You cannot start a conversation about buying or selling a home too early. Sadly, most people do start that conversation way too late. And when they start the conversation late, they have less and less opportunity and freedom and flexibility and options. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Right now, click any button, fill out any form, call or text any phone number, or just pick up your phone right now and call us. 214-310-0008 and just say, hey, I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I want to talk about buying. I want to talk about selling. I want to talk about investing. I want to talk about selling and buying. When can we get together? Can we get on Zoom? Can I get some data? All those calls are welcome. 214-310-0008. You cannot start the conversation about buying or selling too soon. Sadly, most people wait way too late. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. Lots of promises to pay off here in the second half of the show. Hey, Courtney, did you go to ToddTremontiTeam.com and click on the home valuation tab?
I sure did.
You don't have to share any personal information, but how long did it take?
It was so pleasurable and instant. I'm just saying it was a nice experience entering in my information. It was like a texting platform. I feel like that sounded weird. I didn't mean for it to sound weird.
No, I think what you're saying is it was easy.
It's a cool platform.
Yep.
And it was quick. I got the information immediately. And like you say all the time, like you need to know this about your home.
Yeah, I think it's somewhat irresponsible to not have a pretty good read on your property value. Now, you don't have to know that minute by minute by minute, but I think you would want to know that as much as you would want to know, for example, like the value of your stock portfolio or your retirement account or things like that. So by all means, if you don't have an eye on it quarterly, I think that's crazy town. And I think you should and certainly could have a monthly view of it by simply going to ToddTremontiTeam.com, clicking that property valuation tab, home valuation tab, and then you can get a monthly update. You only have to do it one time. And then once a month, you can get an update email. It's kind of like a little market report that just says, hey, here's what's going on. So super easy, doesn't cost you anything. It is generally accurate. And then if you ever need a specifically accurate analysis, you can just reply to any of those emails or call the office, 214-310-0008. And one of our full-time professional agents at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team can do a custom deep dive valuation on your property, whether you're buying, selling, handling some sort of court document situation, protesting your taxes, refinancing, whatever the case is, we can help you with that. So all that starts at toddtremontiteam.com and click the home valuation tab.
Patrick Gleros is where you need to go if you are thinking about getting a mortgage, if you are wanting to refinance, maybe explore getting an additional property. That's where you're going to go. You're going to go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application right there on his website. Patrick and his team will take tremendous care of you. You can give him a call at 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804. Again, that's patrickgleros.com. I'll just go over to the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team page, toddtremontiteam.com. Click on the radio tab and you'll find not only Patrick, but all of our recommended pros and vendors.
You know what else you can find on that website, Ian, up top?
Home valuation tab. You can find a place to get your summer fun guide.
There it is. You can find all sorts of things there, but all right across the top, little banner in red says summer fun guide waiting list. That will be published in May, but you can get on the waiting list right now. And as soon as that bad boy is ready, we'll get you a copy sent to you immediately. Immediately. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on that banner up top, and get on the wait list for the summer fun guide, where you'll get tips of day trips around DFW, best ice cream spots, pizza, burgers, all that kind of stuff. There's a staycation segment that's going to go in there this year. There's some trails information, really, really cool stuff.
Dancing places, I think.
Ooh, we got country dancing, a segment, yeah. Segment by Mari, maybe. Last year, one of my favorites was written by Gibson Live Music Spots, and my wife and I invited some friends and went on a date night to a spot that we other had never been and would never have otherwise gone. Had a great time, found some awesome new food, little piano lounge jazz music vibe that I wouldn't have ever seen if I didn't read the Under the Radar Live Music Venues section by Gibson. So you're going to want a summer fun guide. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Check the banner across the top and get on the waiting list for a summer fun guide, and then take advantage of all the other resources on the site, like pros that you can trust, property valuation, equity tracking, search all homes for sale by all agents on the MLS, and on and on and on. ToddTremontiTeam.com.
We talked extensively last week about the NAR discussion, things mm-hmm. like that, really over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. One thing that's come back up, though, that people have been wondering is, you know, just to touch on it a little bit, what's going to happen with first-time home buyers and with VA buyers, veterans assistant buyers, if this happens? There's not really a solution that's been set up.
Not yet. So to translate that very quickly, the National Association of Realtors has settled a large lawsuit. It has not been approved yet. Basically, a class action suit that had maybe a little bit of validity to it. NAR has not admitted any guilt, blah, 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 blah. The settlement involves, really, in a lot of ways, the goal probably ultimately that buyers would pay their own buyer's agents and seller would pay their own seller's agents. It's not where we are yet, but there's been some movement in that way. If the settlement is approved, it would, in fact, as the market, as the industry stands right now, have significant challenges for buyers, where a buyer's more likely to pay their own agent and therefore need more cash at the time of purchase. For a veteran buyer, for a VA buyer with VA benefits, they're not really supposed to come out of pocket for anything. So it as it sits, it's sort of a scenario where it's like, hey, if you're a VA buyer and you want an agent, but the system is moving towards you got to pay your own agent, but you're not supposed to pay for anything, then we have a problem. We need to figure out a way that a VA, a veteran who's served our country, you know, courageously and done what's been asked of them by our country, should be able to take advantage of those benefits and not be at a disadvantage without an agent up against the seller with an agent. Also, first time, second time, or lower cash buyers shouldn't be less safe, less protected in their transactions based on a supposed solution to a problem that some people would debate is a problem at all. So all that to say, the way things currently are, a lot of buyers would have a much more challenged, both financially and from a comfort and protection standpoint, a much harder time buying a home. Now, I think there will be lots of innovation and lots of adjustment to things going forward where that's not the case. Now, I could talk for hours and hours and hours on that, but I would just simply say, be careful. A lot of the headlines have been very misleading. They've been hyper-focused on the fact that commissions have been lowered. They have not. The structure of how commissions are offered might be changed, and the settlement, if approved, would be a huge payment to a ton of people, where only the attorneys would get a lot of money. Otherwise, a whole bunch of people would get a very small amount of money. And then the one other thing is that the Realtor Association will begin to require that agents have a representation agreement with buyers, which our company's done for 15 plus years, but apparently everybody else will need to start doing now.
Yeah. Courtney actually just sent me an article, which is to do with the NAR sent a letter to the Department of Veteran Affairs urging for revisions to its current VA process.
Yeah. The challenge is it's pretty complicated the way the VA process works, right? So VA offers benefits, but then other banks will lend out their money based on VA benefits. So it's going to require sort of an industry-wide adjustment. Now, I hope they do it. NAR is not at fault of this, right? This was basically NAR got sued because of a bunch of people that weren't happy. Now, it's very complicated what they weren't happy about, but ultimately, you know, they felt like they didn't clearly understand who paid who what and how much and all these things. So I'm all for cleaning up, more professionalism in the real estate industry. I think that most real estate agents, I'm not calling anyone out by name, but most agents aren't very good at their jobs. A lot of agents aren't full-time, fully committed, fully focused, and I'm not picking on anybody, but as a whole, we could do better as an industry. So I think in some of these ways, it'll help. But to your point, it's also going to break some things and cause some problems that are going to need to be figured out so that we're not harming or at least making life harder on veterans or home buyers. Because if there are significant challenges for home buyers, the economy will very quickly follow with pain. The housing industry, the housing market is a major, major driver of the United States economy.
Republic Title, one of the leaders in the title industry, and man, they're good. Like, they are so, so good at making sure that everything is done that needs to be done, making sure that home buyers are protected, sellers are protected, that everybody's doing the things that have to happen. They do it at such a high level. I get excited when I see on a contract that it's Republic Title and we don't have to deal with a different title company where mistakes can happen or people are late to get stuff to us and things like that. So republictitle.com, you can find out all of the things that they offer, all the different services they offer. RepublicTitle.com, or you can give them a call, 972-423-8777. Okay, there was a article in the D magazine that you referenced earlier. Mm-hmm. Courtney was very excited about it, so I want to make sure far.
She loves charts and graphs.
Shout out,
loves a chart or a graph. Also a headline about urban living. She's really into that too.
All right, there's some hard
data. She's an uptown girl. Here.
Ready?
You mean living? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There's a bond package which has been proposed, and if it is approved by voters in May, Dallas needs more money, and density would drive revenue. How much? $1.44 billion, Courtney.
Guys, listen
what happened
to me?
What happened? Sorry, I blacked out.
I think this conversation is interesting. The way that Dallas is trying to pack people in to get more money. I think that we are a real estate show and they want more duplexes and fourplexes to like help this problem. To me, it contributes to why people want to get out of the city
or why they want to
move in.
Yeah. So you make a fair point. I just thought it was funny. And also the reading of the article was absolutely exhausting.
Abysmal.
Yeah. Literally reading it word for word on the article. I cannot do anything.
But you both had a response about it, and it's like a giant spread in DMAG.
Well, the point is,
Dallas generates $1.4 billion in property taxes every year.
Guess what, Ian?
They have $17 billion worth of projects that they can't afford to do.
It's not enough. It's not enough. Now,
that's absurd.
Oh, you got that right, sister.
I'm telling you.
Depends on where your politics are, but guess what? You can't pile enough people per acre to cover.
Oh my God. They
generate $1.4 billion in taxes, and they need $17 billion for current projects. Guess what? They could generate $10 more, and then there will be $2 billion worth of projects proposed.
48% of city-owned transpo infrastructure is outdated.
Guess what?
It's a disaster.
Maybe we should worry about the spending side and not the tax collection side. But that's a political conversation for another time.
$550,000 to replace outdated traffic lights at a single intersection.
You got muted.
I had to mute him because he was trying to make it exciting. I appreciate the effort. Okay, here's what we got. We have an article about the fact that what Dallas wants is more density, more people per acre, right? So, hey, more fourplexes, more apartment complexes, more condos, stack them high, right? We want more people on the limited amount of land. Now, Dallas has a ton of available land. It's all just south of downtown. It's not all, but a lot of it's south of downtown where there hasn't been a ton of demand for development since Cedar Hill expanded in like the 90s. So all of that to say, if that's what you want, then Dallas would love to have you. They would love to have you develop high-density residential. They would like to have you live in condos and townhomes and fourplexes and eightplexes inside the city limits to increase the collection of tax revenue. Nothing wrong with that. The bond election, you know, there's questions about people that continue to vote for higher cost of living and then complain about it. You know, you got to sort that out in your own house. But one observation is the number of people that call us or go to the website, toddtremontyteam.com, and say, you know, I'd like to get out of there. I do not want to live on top of or underneath hundreds and hundreds of other people. I don't like the traffic. I don't like the congestion. I don't want to live in a city where the city wants more and more of that. I'd like to have a bigger backyard. I'd like to have some space. I'd like to have more room. I'd like to have less traffic. I'd like to have, you know, see more trees and grass. We do both. We help people buy and sell homes in the most desirable neighborhoods all across DFW, the ones where people really love to live, and homes with really big backyards, or what we call homes on land, half acre, acre, 2, 3, 4 acres, where you can live, work, play all in one spot with a little bit more room to run around. So we find that people feel, you know, kind of one of two extremes about this type of thing, right? You know what? That is what I want. I want walkability. I want density. I want that urban feel. Or nope, I'm sick of it. I want quiet. I want space. I want privacy. I want room. I want control. I want all my own things in one place. And so if you're looking to make a move to either one of those situations, let us know. We'd be glad to help you with that here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. You can call the office 214-310-0008, or you can find us online at toddtremontiteam.com. We guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. That's true if you have a condo downtown, if you have a home in a traditional neighborhood, or if you have a home on acreage in one of the communities in DFW. If you're thinking about buying a home, we also guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying a home, as well as having a great experience with our incredible agents. You can go to toddtremontiteam.com or, again, call or text 214-310-0008.
Man, I just closed the D magazine in the front. Now that gets me excited. How Dallas does golf.
Yep. You know... Huh? I have thoughts on D Magazine. It's an enjoyable skim from time to time. What it is not,
I love it,
is the most authoritative document in town on real estate.
Well, then the more and more, the older I get, I realize what authority does anything hold? I'm not finding that I can trust anything.
Dude, I can't say I'm any better. Trust but verify. Trust but verify.
I guess everything's an op-ed.
Hey, goodgaragefloors.com. If you'd like to get the garage floors treated, coated, cleaned up, made to look better, made more durable, sealed up, if you've got some cracking, any of those things, they did an incredible job at my house. They've done an incredible job at several friends' houses already. as well as did an awesome job outside on our sort of basketball sport court, cleaning it up, patching cracks, and turning it into a really cool pickleball court with lines and boundaries. Reach out to goodgaragefloors.com. Tell Chris that Todd Tremonti and the crew sent you over. That's goodgaragefloors.com for your garage floors, of course, and any other concrete or floor coating protection or making them look better. Goodgaragefloors.com.
So we have this segment, Stump Todd. And I have a question for you, but I'm not sure it's going to stump you. I'm still fleshing this out on how I want this segment to look.
While you're fleshing that out, to be clear.
Because I've stumped you, but...
To be clear,
I don't think we're looking for
He wasn't happy.
Ian didn't get the memo. No, I was not at all upset about it. The original plan behind Stump Todd was throw any random idea out and see if we can turn it into something valuable for the audience. It's fun to stump me. I don't mind being wrong about the most valuable real estate market in the country. I said London, it was Monaco. It's not about that. It's that do our listeners, are they fired up about that?
So, like, throw out the word fruit trees.
If you said fruit trees, I would then say to you, it's okay. A huge differentiator when you're marketing your home. As a matter of fact, I actually train on that. And we talk about, we are looking for what we call points of differentiation. You might live in a neighborhood where all the houses are the same. And the only thing that really uniquely distinguishes yours from the others, you have some fruiting trees. Well, then we are going to promote the heck out of those fruiting trees. That's what I would do if you
that
threw
that out. That was fun.
How about that?
Okay, I was thinking I needed a question.
Now,
to
if you said cornucopia, and I was like, I got nothing of value for anyone with the word cornucopia, then you would have stumped me.
I'm excited.
I couldn't find a way to make that valuable or interesting to our audience.
Okay. Now, I'm ready to play.
We don't have to do it that way. That was the initial goal, I think.
No, I like it.
Now, Ian's scorecard slightly different. I still think the British East India Company was close enough, but I was not exactly correct.
Uh-huh. I don't live in a world of close enough.
Oh, dang.
Dutch East India.
Close enough doesn't win games.
Hey, you want to do a little Courtney Learns Real Estate?
Horseshoes and hand grenades. I would definitely want to do Courtney Learns Real Estate.
All right, let's see if Courtney knows what this means, okay? In real estate, Court. Yep. The company that you work for, the industry you work in, what does CMA stand for?
Oh, no.
Country Music Awards.
Okay, hold on. Real estate.
No, hold on. CMA. Okay.
I will accept two different answers because in the industry, people say this a lot of ways, but there's two that I would allow.
Can you use it in a sentence? Is that fair?
Sure. When you come and meet me with me, will you be bringing a CMA?
Okay, a contract mortgage agreement.
Well, I mean, pretty not even kind of close.
Is it an agreement? Wait.
I mean, you got three words.
Is it an agreement?
We need a buzzer.
No.
Is it an agreement?
No.
Is it a mortgage?
Nope.
What about a contract?
Nope.
I'm out.
You. What if I give you one? I'll tell you what. Out of those three letters, pick one. I'll give you.
Is this on the test to become an agent?
I will give you one of the three letters. Pick a letter. C, M, or A.
I want the M, please.
Market.
Okay, a market. Consumer market area.
Okay, I'm going to give you the A. I'm going to give you analysis. C, market analysis.
Current market analysis.
Comparative market analysis.
People will say comparative or competitive, and I'll take either one. The point is, where does your market compare to the rest of the market?
Your home. Where does your
typically,
home come from?
Right. That is when I want, that's my comps.
Yes.
What are my comps?
Comparisons.
Guys, I speak slang in the streets.
But there you go. You got more slang. See it.
She could tell you the current slang in a Lizzo song. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. But she can't. She wouldn't know that. She's still learning real estate. Is Courtney.
Do I need to know that for my test?
Yeah.
If you wanted to get a real estate license,
take a test,
they're never going to let me take the test.
Now, to be clear, I hate comps. It doesn't mean we don't do them, but I'm afraid, and I'm pretty confident, that most of our industry, that's all they do, right? Hey, we're going to determine the value of your house based on two or three, maybe four comparison houses. And that's it. We're not going to factor in the thousand other factors that could impact your home. We're going to say, hey, your last three neighbors with relatively similar homes sold for this. So that's what you have to sell for.
Well, that's the uphill battle you fight because the neighbors are like, they got what? They're ruining it.
Do you know how often? Yeah. You know, so this, you prove my point. So the neighbors will be like, well, I want X because Tanya and Jim down the street.
That's right.
Or they'll be like, do you know how much they got? They're making all our taxes go. Like, no one's ever happy. And by the way, the neighborhood scoop is never right. It's like they told their friends they sold for X. They didn't tell them that they credited this back and discounted this and blah, blah, blah. It's never.
Interesting.
A little bonus one for you, Cole. I think you can get this one. Which iconic building in Dubai is the tallest man-made structure in the world? What's the name of it?
It's like a spiral or an eye or something.
Spiral. Nailed it.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes, it's the Burj Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa, for sure.
I've been there.
I've never heard that word in my life. It's... Okay. The Burj Khalifa?
Burj Khalifa.
Burj
Khalifa. I'll show you some video after the show. I've been there. It is spectacular. They light up the entire thing.
Which is different to Le Burj du Lac, which is a casino in Shreveport.
It's right. Wild.
That's more my speed. It's
by the lake. All right. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home anytime in the future, listen, all day, every day, and I feel like this is even accelerating, we run into people that wait too late to start that conversation, and then they're out of options or they have fewer options, and then they're really frustrated with themselves and others. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the next year, or you would like to, but you're not so sure if the timing is right, we are glad to offer you a free strategy session on the phone, in Zoom, by Zoom, or in the office. We'll even buy you a cup of coffee or a drink if you come in the office. That's the best way to do it. And we'll help answer your questions and get you clarity around the marketplace of whether you should buy now, sell now, or wait, or prep, or learn, or save, or get some things knocked out before you sell and or buy. But if you're thinking about buying or selling a home anytime in the next year or so, give us a call, 214-310-0008. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to sign anything. We can have a conversation, answer your questions, talk about what's going on, how realistic are your goals, what's a realistic timetable, and is the timing right for you to make a move now or later? But we can help you get more fully prepared. Call 214-310-0008 or go online to ToddTremonteTeam.com or just Google Todd Tremonte. Spell it as best you can. We'll talk to you very, very soon.